Okay, we're learning now about Hanukkah, and it's Tuesday night, and it's Or L'Chav Kislev. We're moving in on the Yevanim, and we're learning Rosh Sternbuch, and it's good because you could have something to say about basically every paragraph. Of course, Yesh Ma Lodun on every svara he says, which is good. That's the nature of Torah, and that's good. So we're going to start now from Omnom, page Samach Beis, the left-hand column, the top. Omnom, which is a very ominous word. However, he tried to help out the Briskerov till now, make it, because it didn't clap what the Briskerov said, so he tried to smooth it out. Omnom, Mashapirish, in the Beis Halevi, I think he means. Toharamoah b'ner Chanukah, l'shitoso, gabi mila, l'shayach mitzvos hidur l'chud, v'adai tzorechiyun. Because it's not the same thing. B'zman hazeh, hageded the Mahadron hi, shekol b'nei abayis, einem yoytzim b'al abayis klal. What we do, as we do Mahadron, is that the Malabayas doesn't have in mind to be motzi them, and we assume it takes kavona lahotzi and kavona to be yotze. It's not automatic like mezuzah or bedikas chametz. So they don't want to be erek yotzei kolecha b'fnei atzmo. So what is he talking about? It turns out it's not really the mitzvahs either. He's doing the mitzvah. And came mahani l'chuli alma. Shaykan kiyum dehidu l'chud ragufa mitzvah. The lama meforesh toramol shitas of the chusmila molay shayach kan klal, because the reality in the hanhaga of the ramah that people do, is that you're doing the mitzvah. Came before you became shuvas of Ram Kivega. Vavshe maybe shom hashmosam are going to promise him a tofresh and dalid. The gambos man hazeb and they baso ain't a mitzvah kol kach. The mashma the mekayim in mitzvah hidu l'chud. Hasam nami hu emes and mekayim guf ha mitzvah. Not even go into ayin shem heitim and prima godim. Vim kein ain't a ramola shi tosei klal. So dvaro b'ner chanaka b'zman hazeh. Hasi shabu l'chul yalmo. Chaim d'stavrish b'zman hazeh kol echad yeitzu guf ha mitzvah v'fnei atzmo. Therefore the brisker rav really is shall we say a little, you know, doesn't really work out. The divrei moran zatzal surachian sharamah mayrim b'zman hazeh demahani l'chul yalm. Nothing to do with just doing the hiddur. You're not just doing the hiddur, you're doing the yatzah mitzvah. U'b'yoysa l'yesh l'tmoan, and the briskerov is really difficult for another reason. The mashman divrei moran zatzal but, and that's his interpretation of the tzitzim, that you can do just mitzvah siddur. You can't just do mitzvah siddur. I'm assuming he's going to say there the milah was done, so you're still doing a hiddur to the mitzvah, you're still connecting, but you can't just independently do hiddur and the mitzvah's like gone. I don't know if that's what he's going to say, but that's what I was thinking also. There you're always doing the hiddur of the mitzvah, because the tzitzin are there, and you're making, you know, you're cleaning up, so to speak. Because you're the Ramah Shaykh mitzvah siddur l'chud, and you're not the lul of the yotzah, not oipam, no, l'kayim mitzvah siddur l'chud, I don't even know what he means. What hiddur? Who says there's a hiddur and taking the lul of the second time?
No, prettier lulav.
Yeah, prettier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
More expensive.
Oh, od pa'am no'e. Okay, thank you. I have no idea what you're talking about. I thank you. L'kayim is a siddur l'chud. Avadei l'shayach l'chul yamavim ki yesh l'chalek t'hidda b'noik v'in lulav no'e shayni shayim b'zehidu l'mshaskim guf ha-mitzvah, which is a pretty simple chilek. that the hiddur of beauty is only when you're doing the mitzvahs, you're doing it in a beautiful way. It's all good to learn a sefer that you could like argue with every line. I'm a little serious because it opens the mind. Also, once in a while, it's like a different type of sefer. Here it's like it's a svari after svari after svari after svari after svara, and I have to say most of them are not airtight.
It's not a reason.
I'm very, you know, I didn't even like. I don't know. I have my own take on the Mitzvah Chanukah with the Gemara. I have my own understanding of it. I don't know what everybody's talking about. Abu B'chanukah in the Noi Rak Mitzvah and Amufchar. In the Mila Hasoras Kol Arla Mitzvah and Amufchar. Is this Shaykh? La Tur Achar Kach. Nirish was at Doichak in the Sfarah.
You miss me the Mufra as opposed to like beautiful.
Yeah. Nirish was at Doichak in the Sfarah Pukhish Ka Mitzvah Na Mufkul Ashaykh Achakim Am Gufa Mitzvah. Well, certainly if you were Yoitz in the Mitzvah, you can't go do it now in Na Mufkul. The Sarachil Achor Mashim Mufarish Mufarish Hatur Gisvila Yishidu Shaykh Achakim Am Mitzvah. Why would you have Hidr? Like, how could you ever have Hidr if the Mitzvah is done? Only by tzitzit, like that would be the case. Because the mitzvah was done, but you're still doing it in a hinder way by taking away the tzitzit. Sheinu ma'akvin. Omnom to the rescue. Nira. The shaper madab and morons at zal divir and more hustle the mila lanidu di don. Well, back and forth. Now we're back on. The best of Yesh Litmoya Olav, the Mechanical Lechaira, Ahidr Adayim B'Shaz Kiyim HaMitzvah. So Kiyim HaMitzvah Nimshech HaSach HaTich L'Regel Min HaShuk. L'Chein Shayach Ad Oz Inyan Wezu.
What does that mean?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know what he's going to do with that.
It's Halakha
Shayach,
right?
What?
Halakha Mitzvah.
Let's see where he goes. In all fairness, let's read what the man says. So maybe it is possible within the half hour to hit the pause button and do the mitzvah in a different way.
Because
Bizui has to do it.
Well, the Bizui is a different case of the Gemara. He's just showing, like, you're not allowed to be Nana from the Ner Chanukah for a half hour. You know what I mean? So if it's Shayach Bizui for a half hour, so maybe it's Shayach Hidr for a half hour.
What's the case of Bizui?
There's different interpretations of why you can't be Nana from the Ner Chanukah. The simple shot of the Sugya and Shabbos is that it's considered a Bizui Mitzvah, to use it for your own purposes. There's other Svaras that it should be Dumya to the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, but the simple understanding of the Gemara is that it's Bizui Mitzvah. The Gemara learns it out from Kisui Hadam, you don't do it with your foot. The Gemara Tzush tells it to Sukkah to not be Nenet. Vayashvi Yesh Litchos V'Neimah. No. Where am I? I got lost. I got fell asleep on the bus today. I can't stand waking up in the bowels of Ramat Ben Shemesh Gimel. Like, I'm in like. I feel like I'm on the moon and there's like nothing around but craters and like, where am I? Where do I go? Help. I don't know where to go. I'm like in the middle of nowhere. It's like a nightmare. My worst nightmare. Like, I don't know where to go. So I start walking like a Ramavino. I just go. And maybe I'm walking in the wrong direction. I don't know, I just walk. And then you finally see someone. It's like, a human being. It's like you're on the moon. Like, you finally see someone.
Dude.
Hey, it turned out, Baruch Hashem, I only had 10 minutes.
Maybe cool. Stop.
What? I missed more than my stop. I almost missed my stop. No. This happens once in a while. I sleep past my stop and I wake up in the bowels of human, as I call it. And it's like no man's land. Like there's nobody around. It's spooky. It's like you're on the moon. It's like you're on the moon.
Better than waking up in the bus depot.
No, because then you're in the bus depot, so you take a bus if you want to go.
Right.
Here, you're like, I don't know where I am. I don't know nothing. There's no people around. There's no cars around. Cars don't stop you. They zoom past. It wasn't so bad, it turns out. I walked 10 minutes and I was by a stop for the 15 and the 11 and the 14. They all go up loose. And I caught it on the corner. I never heard of these things. The corner of Yeshayahu, Hanavi, and something else. I don't know where I was.
Give me the result in the Naveen.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But you need the Hanavi to get out of there.
Did he wake you up or you woke up?
The driver woke me up. He was a very nice guy because he was going deeper and deeper into the bowels of Gimel. But he stopped and he woke me up. He said he probably wanted to get off like a while ago.
He would have been on Mars.
Even I could have stayed on the bus. I don't know, it was a 418. They don't go so often. Maybe I would have had to wait. I was on a 418. It happens once in a while. I say it happens once every 6 weeks that I sleep past my stop. Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Maybe it's once every 2 months. Because it's not really that much, but it does happen periodically. And in Yishlayim, at least, I wake up in Har Chol Zvim. And there's human life around. So I can take a taxi. I hope them.
That would be my nightmare.
What?
That would be my nightmare. That's where my office is.
I go to Endricott. I go into Endricott and have a meal. Anyway, so I'm lost now. Also,
luck near it.
I don't know where I am. I got lost.
I've lost count. The second
Omnom. Second Omnom. Okay, yes, it is a half hour. Back near Bunda Kabunosa, she before a Dracula Moshe, Hamila Hidur, Mitzvah, Shakim, Hamitzvah, and Shechel, Kosman Shemohu. Lohain Kanami, but a Hanak, and Kinish Hamitzvah, and Shechel, and Shechel, and Shechel, Shaykh Mitzvah Hidur. Very, very schwer. Because Mishlam of Hamila. The hither is taking away the tzitzin, shein and ma'atzin. But here the hither is to light your own. But you did the mitzvah already. So, hither can't exist in a vacuum. You did the mitzvah already. What's hither?
The candle blew out, you relight them, no?
You don't have to. And it doesn't say it's a hither to relight them. It's a nice thing to do. No one would even call it a hider mitzvah. We paskin kafsa ein zaku klal. Vazel, nobody calls it a hider. Nobody even says, you want to be a nice guy. You want to be the kayim, the mitzvah. Mashenkel arava mei hider b'kima mitzvah l'bishas maizah mitzvah l'chein b'mila l'nami l'achas kima mitzvah l'shach hider shikru maizah mitzvah l'kir. That makes, that's pretty solid. That the Rambam holds, the Rambam is a shtickle chiddush, but that's like, okay. The Rambam holds, in other words, there's no hider mitzvah of getting rid of the tzitzit shein and ma'akvin once you did the ma'isa mitzvah. Even though the mila itself could be made more mehudr even a month later, because you can get rid of the tzitzit shein and ma'akvin. The Rambam holds the hider is in the asiyas ha-mitzvah. It's not in the chefs of the mitzvah, right? It's in the asiyas ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah was done already. Havlacha Shapirish.
The problem, I think, is if you were doing the heder,
on the same menorah that the Baal that was lit already, then you could see
it. I don't know, what hither are we talking about?
He's saying you could do the hither as long
what
as
hither? What's the hither?
As long as the mitzvah is...
What's the hither? We're talking about Kol Echad of the people light it. That's the hinder, that's Mahatma. Anyway, Avalacha should be raised if he stopped the Maisa Mila. I don't know. Let's start the next paragraph. The Yosol Chitos are above the Mila. Shechoizen La'achar Shepirish. Pirish means he's finished the Maisa Mila.
Little hand back, right?
Whatever you do with the technicality, I don't care about what the technicality.
Technicality.
I know they shechoshesh v'sri lekrab yosi ulechem upon him. Shafilu zanoitel zaminiach mikri tomid. Oh, shechoshesh v'lachar shepirish. Oh, because shafilu zanoitel zaminiach mikri tomid. Chavur b'shel shulz beis olevi. Shafim before shinon. Gam kan benach men er khane ko bal bayes madlig ob ne bayes kreme de machlik in achro madlik in achro. I don't know, it doesn't hang together. Mono shach, they were yoytze, there's nothing to do anymore. If they weren't yoytze, then they have to do the mitzvah. It doesn't seem to be grappling, it seems to me, with the basic problem. It's not, there's no hither. They either fulfill the mitzvah. And if they fulfill the mitzvah, there's no more hider. There's no hider in the Nevi'ah's lighting if they did the mitzvah already. There's not even a hider.
He's bringing it right from the tummy to the Baal HaBayis and the mitzvah, as long as it's still within, like you see in the tummy, according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's not right away. It could be a half hour break. He could bring the bread and take the other one. So, in other words, as long as they're still involved in the lighting, like you can say right now, involved in lighting the candles, they don't have a hashtag a das. So they're doing Hebrew because it's still involved with the mitzvah.
Again, Monashach, if they are Yotzer with the Baal HaBayis is lighting, so then there's no hither in them lighting.
Well, unless you say that he's still involved with it.
But they were Yotzer already.
But Tommy has to always be there. So if you take one of the Lechem Panim out, and then, you know, according to Rabbi Yossi, so you tell the other ones are not quite ready or whatever, so, you know, 20 minutes, it's called always, even though you had a break. So here, it's still called like he's involved, they're involved with the mitzvah, so it's still good to do Hidur. Hidur has more candles, right? The Rambam says 80 candles on the last night. You have 10.
So he's going in the Ramah that each person's lighting in their own menorah.
Yeah, but when you do the first meal, you're also Yotzi, and you're now going to cut the tzitzit, even though you're Yotzi. But since the mitzvah is continuing, it can still be called Hidur. That's the thing for you said.
Okay. Omnam hikel nirlani yosaitis abetzum gamaramba moidin the shaykh hither hakach bener chanaka. Even shabbat kaiman oid a mitzvah atzitich leregel man ashok. So, bnei beis o mahadrin bnei roseim. What the poison shabbat abayis gufa dafni yadak minachi abayis. I knew time which in Zelavan Nikrit say, shanu sofa engla ho sofa. Main can't stay out locus, train a hither cloud, going from Yarmaliel. Because if it's each an individual thing, there's no connections, there's no hither. Like we said, Baroi Vam, Hadr Smelech. Inami, the other from Malabai is the Moisim, and the Kayim is a Gufa Mitzvah, the Adisa Tzve. So that's a better hither. Shengi, Mishe Kolech, and Madag, Achakach, Liatzmo, Avi Kifirish, Veinu, El Hidr, Lechud. Lechem, Pais, the Karam, the Malabai is the Loi Pirish cloud, that's the equivalent of Loi Pirish, he's in the middle of doing the mites of Mitzvah. Baal came a Kayim, Tvei Neris, Ufa Mitzvah, Tvei Gav Lord of Tvei. Lefi Devrenu de la Rambam, Iker HaMitzvah Behidr, he lots of Baal Abayos, Tavka. Most of the Hidr, and the Rambam, that's the way to do Hidr, not like the Ramos way. Nira Lechayr, Hashem Le Baal Abayos, Lavarech Al Hidr. What? Change the name base. I'm sorry. They shouldn't make a bracha if all they're doing is hither. But that's according to the Rambam. I mean, again, according to the Rambam, they have the mind not to be Yosef with the Malabayas. According to the Rambam, if they want to go light afterwards, so they wouldn't make a bracha. The traveler who Nashevi Moran that's all from, Rabbi Din, Hidr and Chiyav Klau, Shem Sarech Ava Ashlish, Shem Ava Ashlish, Shem Ava
Same as Kasha by near Hanukkah, right?
Well, what's the same as Kasha?
Yeah, we spend much to do the Mahadim and Mahadim is much more than a fifth, right?
No.
We added the number of candles. We added the number of each Neri Shubeso is doing the mitzvah. Now, if we're going to do Mahadim and Mahadim and Mahadim, we're going to light eight candles. Yeah.
I never heard this question.
No? I think it's right. No, is it that it's just spend what is it, fifth or a third of the dog if you got for Hebrew. But you spend much more than that by definition by
Hanukkah. Right, of course. You only have to light one each night, you're just lighting.
Okay. Okay, so I never heard this question before. Okay. The answer is Pashut. I have to say that because I never heard the question. The answer is that Hiddur Mitzvah Ad the whole question. There's no question here that Chazal, when they made the mitzvah, instituted three ways of doing it. An Iker Hadin way, a Hiddur way, and a Super Hiddur way. So if Chazal told you, you can't the rules apply when I want to do a Hiddur. So there's a limit to how much I should pour into it. But here, Chazal instituted the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah as a multi-layered mitzvah. They said there's three ways to do this mitzvah. Your basic level, your Hiddur level, and your Mehudim and Avuda level. But that's the mitzvah now. In other words, you understand? It's not like Esra.
Would it be similar to like an oiler, Oni and a... An Ashur.
They told you what?
It would be similar to an oiler where only you can only bring birds or possibly the rich.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same with you said. They instituted what the poor man would bring the poor one.
When they instituted, they said.
Like a difference between an extra hitter you take upon yourself and a hitter that
The Brisa says Tana Rabbona Mitzvah Chanukah Nerisha Beso Vamahadrin Ner Luchalechad Veechad Vamahadrin and Amahadrin Moishu Vay Luchapoychus Vay. That's still answering the question, what's the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah? They're not saying the Mitzvah Chanukah Nerisha Beso. If I want to do a Hiddur, like I want to buy a beautiful Esrig, I want to have do the mitzvah, they established in the construct of the mitzvah a Hiddur way and a super Hiddur way. The Bnei Yeshua asks, in fact, which maybe now like we'll appreciate the Bnei Yeshua more. The Yeshua says, Ma pitom this mitzvah is who said it's like Esrog? Somebody here said it's like Esrog.
Yeah.
It's like Esrog in that the Hiddur is part of the Tzuras HaMitzvah. So why? Because it's called Priyei Todah. The more darshans, it should be beautiful. So the Hiddur is not like something you thought of on your own and you're bringing it to the mitzvah. Here it's even more because here Chazal very specifically said what you should do. What you should do for Hiddur and what you should do for Hiddur and not Hiddur. So
we have two, there's two dinim of Hiddur. Is your Hiddur a Hiddur that you do on any mitzvah you do Hiddur? Any special Hiddur or special Hiddur mitzvah?
Special Hiddur. Yeshua is not the dom this mitzvah. Chazal structured it with a Mahudur way of doing it. You don't find that anywhere else.
What's the
question? Mapidom, this mitzvah, Chazal decided to structure it with a Hiddur option. They don't do that, but you don't find that in any other mitzvah. his is optional totally, and it's your decision, and you decide how to make him a hooder. He answers, I believe, that because he goes with Shitasa, that the whole nace was perhaps unnecessary because Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, and they could have lit with Tameh oil, but they didn't want to. They wanted to do it like in a special way. So Hashem did the nace for them, but sort of in agreement with their ratzon to go an extra mile. And not to do it in a way that's just okay. To do it with Shemen Tohar, which is obviously better than Shemen Tameh, even if Shemen Tameh is okay. So when they established the mitzvah, they took the same attitude. We're not going to just say, do this and you can get away with it, but we're going to structure it that there's a better way to do it, a better way to do it, a better way to do it. That's the clear shot. Okay. Where are we at? Ulefi de Reino de la Rambam? Page Samar Gimel. Ulefi de Reino. The Rambam Mikra Mitzvah Behidur, he loses the Balabayas Dafka. Moises Behidur, Nero Lechayer Shein Lebal, when they base on the Baruch on the Hidur. Probably Mashemi Morans, that's all Shom Divri, Rabbi Yochanano, Shigam Bidin, Ayochan and Chiyuk Klau. In Torah Chalat Shlish, oh, Veinu El Rishus, Nirish Ein Lebal Lebnei Beis on the Baruch Al Kiyat Itzah Sidra Lechus. I don't agree, okay. V'yesh Et Boi Al Menon Geinu Shekolechem Lebnei Beis O Mad Leik Mubarech. Mitzuyon Baramah Shzeh Ofi Shittas Aramba. Well, the Das Aramba Mgufa Yoytzim Lebal Abayas Tavka, and he lies Kaminyan Anshei Beisa. Lomot Sinu Lidei Hidu Lecholecha Vali Gufnei Atzmoy. The Rambam, so Valkein Ein Lulu Lavore. V'chein Min Hagenu Shkalecha Madlik B'Shor Sherotze and makes a bracha. L'shitas Rambam Kula Madlikin Yachad Dafka. Shzeu Ahidur. Because even if everyone's going to light their own menorah according to the Rambam, then they should do it together at the same time to sort of fulfill. But the Baba Bais is lighting 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. So you collectively should. The Afilo Neymar de la Rabba Main Baba Bais Tavka Madlik Lanche Bais Nira Poshu de Bina Ribu Neiros, Mavasachas, Haneos, Bene Bais, Bahadrin, Gufa Mitzvah. Loshi Adligo Kolecha Bisneyatsmo, Afilo Kovu Neiros Baba Bais. I don't agree with this. I hold, you know, stick like what Larry says, but I hold not what the Hither is. The Hither is that each person lights his own. That's the Hither, not the Ribui Neiros. The Hither is each person wants to do the mitzvah. He doesn't want the Balabayas to do it for him. He wants to do it himself. That's the Hither. That Gufa is the Hither. I do it myself.
That's the Mahadrim in a Mahadrim?
That's the Mahadrim. I'm saying that's the Hither. The Hither is not the Ribui Neiros. It's that everybody's doing it on their own. So Mela they can light when they want, and so we always have the Hither.
I thought you were saying that in the Rambam.
I'm saying it in the Rambam, yes.
The Rambam? Rambam?
We didn't have a Rambam.
Right. The Rambam. Everybody's
I didn't say sure. I say the Rambam could be Modeh, that the Ramah could be right, that everybody likes their own. Even in the Rambam's view of how to do the Mahadrin, and the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. But it's still Kaminyan Anshe HaBayis. So maybe in the Huder way, everybody will like their own. But I don't think it would have to be at the same time. He's learning the. He's learning the Hidur is the Ribui Neiros, like Larry said. Yeah, I'm learning the Ribui is that each person is lighting their own. Like, don't do it for me. I'm doing it myself. You know. So okay.
Then it also makes more sense. Each person makes their own bracha according to the Rasha.
Yeah, according to me, it's good why they make their own bracha. Yeah.
It's only a hitter here, right? We wouldn't say by kiddish or something it's a hitter if everyone makes their own kiddish.
You're right.
We said in Nosnaf that was Hadras Miller.
because I'm saying the Chazal allowed the balabayas to light for everyone. I mean, why is it different? Right? Maybe because in Kiddush it's like you're singing praise to Hashem. So it's better to have a choir than to have each person singing singly. But here, lighting the menorah, maybe that's fine. Maybe.
And how come Pesach we also do our own Kiddush?
I think the minhag just developed. Well, since everyone's going to make their own Bori Pri Hagafen for the other three kosos, so they okay, so make the first one also. But it's just, I wouldn't be shocked if many, many people don't. But I think they'd rather do. Is that universal that everybody makes their own Kiddush Pesach? Do you do what I do? Because else it's ready Chatzos, and you're up to the Afikoyman already. Everybody should say it together, yeah. Not one after the other.
Right.
I used to do one after the other. And Kadesh took an hour. And we still have the Manishtana to come. I between Kadesh and the Manishtana, the night's over. What's you see us Mitzrayim? Then we finally had everybody say Kiddush together. But we still have each family. I usually have like, you know, four or five families. Each family has a Kaira, I insist. Each family has their own three matzahs. And each family makes their own Kiddush. Within each family, the boys make their own Kiddush. So that they do together. Why not the girls? I don't know. Leave me alone. Menorah Poshet, Pesach Samal Gimel. Menorah Poshet, as far as her mouth, the Lefnim. Shehidliku al Pesach Habayis Kedina de Gemara Az Iker Mitzvah Chanuk Haner Labayis Haino al Kol Pesach Habayis, sort of like Mezuzah. The Mitzvah Lekulu Lotzis B'ner Zu, because you buy the door. And Lehidah Elohis of Neiris Chagadah B'nei Bayis Haino Tzvichim Sheet of Klal Shazainu Ela Basanoi. If you're not a member of the household, Rakiva Shaner al Pesach Pesach, Yotsu Afbulidin Shleimah. Chavur and Avi Ramper come to the Al Mismanenum Avikim with them. Okay, I don't know where he is now. He's not in Israel. Maybe Dakin Lahadak al Pesach Pesach, because Mitzvah, Ener Chazan al Slaimah Chobas Bayan. I don't like what he's saying here. It's like, all of a sudden, it's a different Surah HaMitzvah. It's not Chaylus Bias anymore. It's very, very fair. Hey, Medak, get the hand, like our Pesach Bias. Hey, there, Chanukah.
If someone doesn't have a bias, they don't do Mitzvah.
Right? That's a Shiloh. We'll stop there. That's a Shiloh. That's a Shiloh. Someone doesn't have a house. I have come across a talk like this. Let's say they let you light on a train. You're on a train on a light. They're going to let you light. It's obviously not a bias. No, let's say you're not on a bias. You don't have a bias. It's a machlekes. Some achrayim hold you put it from the mitzvah. The mitzvahs are vegashtel than the bias. Some achrayim hold no. It's just, that's where you like, but that doesn't define the mitzvah. So, Rush Limbaugh, he was once a cook. The police searched on a park bench. They searched the guy above. They found drugs. The shaila that such a search need a warrant. Because there was a bag on the bench, but it wasn't his home. It was just on the park bench, public property. So the police searched public property and found drugs. So the judge, you know, being a pico liberal commie, so he posited that the bench is his home. The mailer, you need a warrant. So Rush Limbaugh said the next day that we just solved the homeless problem. Because they have a home. But there is a machlekes if you don't have a home, like you're on a trip. If you're in an airport, let's say you're stuck in a lot. You're stuck in the airport the whole night. And could you ride it there? Nowadays, I would rather throw you in jail for 30 years. That's different from terrorism. But it's a real shayla. It's a shayla machlekes achrayim. Like such a basic, I've always found that very fascinating. Such a basic characterization of the etzah mitzvah, and it's not clear.